KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a mostly clear sky at 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies today and a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news from over the weekend, an incident of alleged kidnapping resulted in the arrest Sunday of a man who was charged with false report to a law enforcement entity. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said deputies arrested 21-year-old Chase Palmer of rural Red Oak at around 6:43 a.m. for causing false information to be reported, knowing that information was false. Palmer was initially reported to be the victim of the incident, but authorities located the man and determined that he had in fact not been kidnapped. Palmer was found at a friend's residence after losing his keys and being locked out. Authorities say he was initially not cooperative, and they determined the man was not in any danger. Palmer was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said a Cass County man was arrested Saturday afternoon. Authorities reported 43-year-old Chris Allen Taylor of Atlantic was taken into custody at around 4:25 p.m. for violation of a no-contact order. Taylor was being held without bond in Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. Red Oak police reported the arrest Saturday night of 23-year-old Ashley Jean Sevick of Red Oak. Sevick was taken into custody at around 8:20 p.m. on an active Pottawatomie County felony warrant for violation of probation. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. And at around 4:20 p.m. Saturday, Red Oak police arrested 46-year-old Deborah Louise James of Red Oak for driving under suspension. She was taken into custody following a traffic stop for having an improper brake light. James was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. Police in Council Bluffs say no injuries were reported following an accident early this morning. Authorities say 37-year-old Sean Eliff of Council Bluffs was cited for disobedience to a sign or signal, failure to provide proof of insurance, and operating a vehicle without registration following a crash that happened at around 2:30 a.m. at the intersection of North 17th Street and Avenue L. Eliff was traveling south on North 17th when he failed to stop at the intersection. His vehicle collided with the front passenger side of another vehicle, which was traveling west on Avenue L. After the impact, the other vehicle traveled through a fence of a residence located at the southwest corner of the intersection and came to rest just short of hitting the house. Eliff's vehicle also continued southwest and traveled through the same fence before colliding with and coming to rest on the north side of the residence. The home sustained only minor damage, though. Both vehicles sustained extensive damage. Police in Creston say two people were arrested on drug charges Saturday. 35-year-old Mika Luddington and 38-year-old Eric Witt, both of Creston, were arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Both were later released on $1,000 bond each. On Friday, 30-year-old Matt Maxfield of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for theft in the fifth degree. He was released on a promise to appear later in court. Saturday, 28-year-old William Baker of Creston was arrested at the Union County LEC for theft in the fifth degree. He was also released on a promise to appear. On Sunday, 28-year-old Shayna Allison and 33-year-old Joseph Bays Gazer, both of Creston, were arrested at the Creston Walmart for theft in the fourth degree. They were later released on $1,000 bond each. 28-year-old Jake Davis and 35-year-old Heather Scarberry, both of Creston, were arrested Sunday for public intoxication. Both were later released on $300 bond each. Also arrested Sunday was 28-year-old Christopher Fannin and 24-year-old Tyler McKay, both of Creston, who were taken into custody for disorderly conduct. Both were being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting bond. And 26-year-old Heather Brammer of Murray was arrested Saturday for OWI first offense. She was later released on $1,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man on an OWI charge last night following a traffic stop in Red Oak. 59-year-old Randall Edward Gibson of Red Oak faces a charge of OWI first offense. Gibson was arrested at around 10:50 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. And Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a traffic stop early Saturday morning by the Fremont County K-9 unit resulted in the arrest of a man on drug and other charges. 65-year-old Marvin Craig Ott of Hamburg was pulled over in the 1500 block of Washington Street in Hamburg. Ott was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance second offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and OWI second offense. He was being held at the Fremont County Jail on a $3,300 bond. The City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department Board of Directors is set to consider a request this evening from Deb Smith for an area to be designated as a new park. The request, more information, and the board's consideration will come during their meeting at City Hall that begins at 5:15. The Parks and Rec Board will also receive updates on or from the Sunnyside Pool Improvement Steering Committee, the Schulberg Trail No. 2 Shore Stabilization Project, the Trevor Frederickson Field renovation, an enhanced Iowa application update pertaining to the Schulberg Rec area, and a request to Atlantic Municipal Utilities with regard to the Schulberg Campground project. The board will also discuss Matt Eichel's landscape renovation plans and the Harvest Festival set for November 21st. In the funeral announcements, Mary Susan Burlaw, age 94 of Casey, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mary Burlaw will be today at 10 o'clock at the Isles Brandt Chapel in Dallas Center. Donald Earl Gray, Jr., age 62, of Norman, Oklahoma, died September 21st. Memorial services for Donald Gray, Jr. will be today at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Edward Michael Stefani, age 69, of Harlan, died Thursday. A mass of Christian burial for Edward Stefani will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Thomas Young, age 86, of Adair, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Thomas Young will be today at 3 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Edwin Williams, age 85, of Bridgewater, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Edwin Williams will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Lawrence Groof, age 66, of Atlantic, died Thursday. A celebration of life service for Lawrence Groof is pending for November 12th at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Williams, Iowa. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.